Hanover Square Press and Harper Audio present Isaac Song, a novel by Daniel Black, performed by J.D. Jackson. To all LGBTQ folks whose parents didn't recognize the gift, we did. The ancestors. The day my father died, a flock of red cardinals gathered in a tree outside my bedroom window. They chirped and shifted like fire. Mr. Charlie, Daddy's best friend, called with the news, and I listened with my eyes closed, trying not to tremble. He extended condolences, and I thanked him graciously. The birds continued their performance, tweeting and leaping with excitement. When he hung up, I clutched the receiver to my chest as if it were Daddy's heart. I hadn't planned to cry. Hadn't imagined I would crumble on this day. My father never meant much to me. We weren't close. We didn't speak often. I'd call him on his birthday if I remembered, but if I didn't, it didn't matter. We had built mutually exclusive lives that didn't allow or invite intimacy. Yet, much to my surprise, when I hung up the phone, I buried my face in a pillow and wept. At the funeral home, I paused before viewing him, not wanting the image to linger in my mind. But then I exhaled and stared at Dad's still, ashy face. He lay in a dark brown suit I'd never seen, white shirt, and tie of the exact same muddy color. His fingernails were clean and clipped, something else I'd never seen, and his salt and pepper beard lay cropped and nicely shaped beneath high cheekbones. I thought he looked nice. Even the frown lines in his forehead were gone. It was his body, but not his spirit. There was no intensity, no urgency of expression, nothing that made me self-conscious. He was thinner than I remembered, but not puny. I was glad about that. I touched Dad's arm and mumbled, "Travel easy, old man." Then I exited and collapsed. We'd never been friends, but he was my father. We buried Dad in Arkansas next to his brother Uncle Esau, at the base of a big, pretty, ancient-looking oak tree in the community cemetery. Uncle Bobby Joe went with me. I told him he didn't have to, but he insisted. Said he wanted to go the last mile of the way. I wasn't sure what that meant, but he said Dad would know. There was no formal funeral, just old country folks in overalls and faded plaid dresses and hats gathered at the graveside. I didn't know any of them. I met Mr. John Davies, the old man Dad once told me about. Folks said he was 90-something, but he didn't look a day over 70. His high-pitched laughter made me smile. When the hearse arrived, menfolk met it at the cemetery entrance and carried Dad's casket 50 yards to the burial site. I had expected only a few people, since he'd moved to Kansas City long ago. But as the men bore him proudly, the crowd grew until there must have been 30 people singing off-key, "Nearer My God to Thee." I guess Uncle Bobby Joe had arranged for men Dad's age, childhood friends presumably, to carry him home. They wouldn't have had it any other way. I didn't protest. It was a beautiful sight, actually. A band of rustic, seasoned black men, three on each side, bearing my father like a king, while the rest of the crowd finished the hymn. I didn't know the song, but I loved the ritual. There was requirement in it, process that had to be done if Dad was to be at rest. At one point, those elders looked like ancestors marching down that little shady lane, and all I could do was shake my head. I didn't know what Dad meant to them, what they meant to him, what this little town had once been, but they-
Sample complete. Ready to continue?